The Winter Hero by James Lincoln Collier and Christopher Collier. Narrated by Charlie Thurston.
Chapter 1. I ran across the back field as fast as I could go, heading for the woodlot where Peter was cutting firewood. It was late in the afternoon, but it was hot, the way it can be in August in New England. As I got up toward the tree line, I could smell the grapes on the vines climbing up through the branches. I couldn't see Peter, but I could hear the saw going buzz, buzz on each stroke. "Peter!" I shouted. The saw stopped for a few seconds, and then it started up again. I was nearly at the woodlot now. "Peter!" I shouted. The saw stopped again. I got to the fence at the end of the field and climbed over it into the woods. Now I could see Peter through the trees, standing there with the bucksaw in his hands, 3-foot logs scattered on the ground around him. He stood watching as I ran through the trees.
"Peter, he's taking the oxen."
"What? What's happening?" I came up to him and stood in front of him, panting. He was more than 6 feet tall, and I wasn't but 5'5".
"The oxen. He's taking them."
"Whose?"
"The sheriff. Sheriff Porter."
His head snapped back as if he'd been hit, then his jaw jutted forward the way it did when he started to lose his temper.
"Let's go," he said.
He flung the saw off onto the woodpile and started running. I picked up the saw. It would rust if it was left out overnight. You could spend half a day sharpening the teeth if that happened. I couldn't even guess how many shillings a new blade would cost. I put the saw over my shoulder with the teeth facing away from my neck so I wouldn't get cut if I tripped.